want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
Tune in to hear an encouraging word by Pastor Cindy Daigle. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
If you have a grump or a problem, it's because you're failing to believe God for the answer. And it's just that simple. And you think that other person holds the key and just won't open it for you, won't unlock it for you, won't make you better, won't do whatever. You know, they're somehow cinching up your life and making you miserable. But is that true? That's only true if hope is deferred, if you've cast off God in your heart, if you've decided he can't or won't do one thing about it. Well, then that put you on the throne. You hadn't even asked. I mean, I've spoken to people who are in absolute crisis and about to throw away their lives in major ways, and they didn't even bother to ask God. Didn't even ask him. Didn't pray about it. Didn't talk to the Lord about it. Didn't get his opinion at all. No, they had a made-up mind. There ain't nothing more miserable than a made-up mind that's contrary to God. So how do you get a person to turn loose? Well, I can't. Have you ever tried to get a person to take that final step? Pastor said something Sunday I thought was very profound, that God will take, I forgot what number he used. God only takes 9 steps toward you? I think he needed a bigger number. He closes the gap, right? No matter how many steps it is, he'll take 9 steps toward you and only requires you to take how many? 1. So it doesn't matter if it's 9 or 9 billion, he closes the gap. But there's one step he will not and cannot take, and that's yours. Now that's scary business. Because you know, some folks have hardened their hearts and put themselves in a place where they're defying God to go ahead and make the last step. Don't be an idiot. Turn around and make the step, right? In fact, be thankful that you only have to take 1 step. There's some religions where people get on their knees. In fact, there's some in this area. They will get on their knees and they will crawl from Lake Charles to like Egan or somewhere out there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Because somehow that makes them more holy. There are other religions where they get young kids and they put razors and they sit there and slap their scalps with this and they're bleeding. And somehow they think that makes them holy. When all God has said, take 1 step. I love that illustration. 1 step. And here's the problem. As much as any godly person who loves souls wants to take that step for you, they can't. If we could stop people from divorcing, if we could stop people from getting onto alcohol and drugs, if we could stop people from having sex before marriage, if we could stop people from looking at pornography, if we could stop people from spending money foolishly, if we could stop people from doing all the wicked things, if we could stop them from being so ugly and harsh and judgmental, if we could stop them from being unloving, if we could stop them from being so mean-spirited, well, who wouldn't? But we can't. We can't take the last step. That's frustrating. I want to take it for them, don't you?
Yeah.
So what do we need to do then? You just got to tell them about the last step, right? But we have to take it ourselves. And nobody can do it for you. God appoints us, gives us, empowers us, puts everything in our control while we're saying, no, it's them, no, it's them, no, it's them, no, it's them. No, God said he has given you. 2 Peter chapter 1, this church ought to know that verse by heart. God has given you everything you need for life and godliness through your knowledge of him and made you partakers in his very divine nature through his precious promises. That's amazing. He's taking every step toward you. All you have to do is believe. That's it. And when you do that, then all those rules that you're worried about and frustrated about and the enemy's always telling you, see how short you fall? They're just a negotiation between you and the Father after that. You're just talking to him about it. Look, I'm doing what I can. I want to do better. Maybe I really don't want to do better, but I think I'd like to. Could you help me? I think I know I should. I just don't understand why this is the way it is. I don't agree. I want to agree. Change my mind. Okay, I'll just obey you, but please help me do it from a righteous heart. That conversation. And then the next thing you know, you're walking more circumspectly than you ever have before. Your morality changes. Your demeanor should be changed. I spoke to someone today and they pointed out that there is no difference in the statistic between Christian divorce and atheist divorce. You know why? And this is what they added. And the atheist is not in a miserable condition where the spouse is always inflicting religious rules on them. Oh, you know what that said? That said that their perspective towards Christianity is a bunch of religious rules. And they're probably right about the condition of most marriages in church, that they're locked in religious rules and not a living hope with an active faith from a wonderful Savior who reached in a way he didn't have to do it. And he closed the gap and leaves the last act of faith up to you. Now, I know people have real troubles that are really a challenge and our soul gets all up in a knot. You know the rest of that. Yeah, gets all upset and undone. And we can just get ourselves so sunk into unbelief. But you've got a Father who is always closing the gap, always getting you in a place where you're just one step away. So that all that pain, all that anguish, all that disappointment, all that frustration is just one step away from being absolutely annihilated with one heart, one conversation, one exchange between you and the Holy Spirit. That's all it is. I remember being so frustrated with your pastor. I've probably shared this before. It was silly. I don't even know what the problem was, but I was upset. So I stormed out the house. I was a young, you know, probably hadn't been that long ago, but it was actually several decades ago. But I'm sitting out on the hill looking over the lights at San Antonio and mad and talking to the Lord about blah, 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 just running my mouth, tattletaling, which I do recommend that you tattletale, because when you finally shut up, the Lord is going to say, are you done? And then there's just that quiet. You finish. And then you just kind of feel like, okay, I think there's some words I probably should be drawing back, but I don't know which ones. So when he spoke to me and said, what's in your hand? And I had been pulling up grass while I'm frustrated and just mushing it into this green paste. And I said, some old weeds. And he said, can you make those weeds? No, no. The wisdom in creating one weed that I pull out and throw away all the time. We do that, right? We get rid of those weeds. I can't make that. Can any of you? No, I can't make that. Can any of us? No. And what was his point? Dwayne is much greater than a weed. Just deflated. Just that one conversation. And I just had to find a way to, you know, like I'm embarrassed now. I got to go back in the house. But I'm reconciled. And he did not discuss with me one iota about how to fix Dwayne. Not at all. Just, can you make that? In other words, Dwayne's not your business. Ugh, I didn't like that part, but it's true. My business is me getting right with him. My spouse is not my business. Make your relationship with God your business. And then things are just made okay. And this is the next part. I glanced up in the stars trying to figure out how I'm going to go back in the house now and save face because I'm really embarrassed. I saw a star just shoot across the sky. And it's like, that's awesome. And then the scripture about your life being a vapor. Just that fast, it's going to go by. You spend it like this, or are you going to make things right between me and you? Because that's my son, none of your business, right? I wish that was the last time I got in trouble over that. I had to get that lesson over and over again. Have y'all? Y'all hear what I'm saying? So are you having those conversations with your Father? See, what did I do right? When I was undone, where did I go? Have you stopped going to the Father? Are you still going to the Father? With every nonsense that crosses your little heart. He cares about it. He doesn't agree with you very much. Sometimes he does, but it's not all. I don't know about y'all, but it's very seldom he agrees with me. Seldom. Anybody else? Am I alone up here? I talk to him and it's like, why didn't I think of that? Well, I didn't, and that's all that matters. And he does. Go to him. Stop trying to figure it out on your own. And help the people who are vomiting in you to realize that's all that's wrong. Hope deferred. They just stopped going to him. And they're carrying stuff they shouldn't carry. So right now I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. Because I believe that there just might be one or two in the house tonight that's forgotten that everything they need is in the house. They've forgotten they themselves have been cleansed and received great mercies. And they're starting to kind of withhold it on others. And now they're miserable because they're doing that. And they're not talking to them like they used to. In fact, they really never started talking to them the way they ought to. He's taken every step to close the gap. And he just wants you to take that one itty bitty tiny step. Just climb up on his lap. Just climb up on his lap and kind of drop down like a sack of potatoes into his love. Just come on a daddy's lap and be loved on. He loves you with an undying love. He wants to wash away all the stuff. He's closed every step. You know, all you got to do is just lean back. He's there. Turn around and be embraced. You got to help others do the same thing. They don't know how. You have the grace. You have the ability. You have the anointing to do that. They might not. Stop being so hard. God himself is not that hard, and he has the right to be. It's only because you love him. Is that what love looks like? It's only because you care and you're fearful. Is love fearful? Does love believe that God can do great and mighty things? Does love believe that he has this in his hands? Does love believe that he has an answer? Does love believe? Yeah, because now these three abide: faith, hope, and love.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.